Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name, amen, that we come this morning to say thank you, Father God, for every opportunity, Father God, to come and to serve for you, to sit at your feet, to learn from you, Father God, to come in fellowship, to come in unity, to come in the spirit, Father God. Father God, we say thank you for life. We thank you for a health and for a reasonable portion of strength. We say thank you for open doors and open heaven. We bless you, Father God, for a host of angels encamped around about us. We thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, Father. We say thank you, Father. We say thank you, Holy, for the body of Christ and the power of your word. We say thank you that we can approach you, Father God, this morning, Father, and in the spirit of faith, of confessing every sin of omission and commission, embracing the gifts of this brand new day, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father God, that the devil has not been able to do what he wanted to do, and there's no way he can do it, Father God, because you are not allowing him to, Father, and then you have given us the authority to decree and to declare, and you have given us the will to live a lifestyle of obedience that shuts the door on him. And we say thank you, Father. Father, we pray for those who don't know you all around the world, every village, every country, every city, every avenue, every bedroom, Father God, every automobile, every place of employment, everywhere, Father, nobody excluded, no race, no gender, Father God, nobody excluded anybody, even in the church, in the pulpit. These people that don't know you, Father, this is a form of religion, a form of tradition, Father God, but they don't know you. And Father God, we pray for them. Because some of them know they don't know you and acting like they do. Some people don't know they don't know you. They think they know you and they don't know you. And others don't even care. And then others don't have a clue. Father God, regardless of which category they fall in, Father God, we pray for them. And then we pray for those who do know you. Father God, that we will not take you for granted and get lax. Father, and act like we got it all together. But that we will continue, Father, to build a hunger and a thirst for righteousness. And to draw closer and closer and closer every day. Starting with this day. In Jesus' name. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father, bless our services today where you and you alone will be glorified, your people edified. Satan is already horrified, and Jesus Christ is the Lord. Now we put this service in your hands, Father, that you will have your way in it. And we thank you, Father, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, and as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. Amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as the Lord, as we are rejoicing in another day that the Lord has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Amen. Lifting up the name of Jesus, who is Lord. Amen. I am your kingdom coach on this morning, the Alfreda out of Philly. Amen. Giving God praise, glory, and honor. Amen. We indeed want to acknowledge all the first-time listeners chiming in to our broadcast. Amen. Our fellowship service. Amen. Some people call it a prayer call. Some people call it this. Some people call it that. Hey, we said we have in church. Thank you for calling in to early morning church service. Hallelujah. The breakfast where you receive your breakfast for champions. Amen. And amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Please enjoy the services on today to the extent that you keep on coming back as we meet on this platform 7 days a week. And we have been doing so for the last 10 years, giving God all the glory, all the honor, amen, and all the praise. We want you to know that all of our services are our God. Amen. At blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. Amen. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Please visit our webpage. Amen. You can find out more about our ministry at www.lifeword.jesus. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. All right, saints. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to praise God. Amen. For this season of Lent. Amen. We just want to praise God. Amen. For everything that he has done. We pray that you are encouraged this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. And you're looking up. Glory be that you're looking up. Not down, not around, but looking up. Amen. Because our help cometh. Amen. From the Lord. Amen. The maker of heaven and of earth. Amen. So, Lord, regardless of, this is my philosophy in life. In case you're interested, I'll tell you anyhow. glory be to God. That no matter how bad things are, it could be worse. And no matter what's going on right now, things going to be better. And that's what helped me to stay balanced. Because number one, it could be worse. See? And some people say it can't get no worse, but what about if you were 6 feet under right now, it wouldn't matter, would it? If we buried you on yesterday, if everybody was at your funeral yesterday, it wouldn't make a difference, would it? Right? Things could be worse. But we're still living, beloved, so therefore we keep hope alive. Who was it? Jesse Jackson. Jackson said, keep hope alive. We keep hope alive. See, and so regardless of where we are, see, glory be to God, it's going to be better. And you want to know why it's going to get better? Not because of some stimulus package, thank God for it. Not because of the new president, President Biden, thank God for him. Not because of any of that. But you want to know why it's going to get better? Because Jesus is coming. And Jesus is coming soon. And he's coming fast for you and for me, for a church without spot or wrinkle. Baby, it don't get no better than that. It don't get no, you can have Bill Gates money, Oprah money, Jeff Bezos money, Greenspan money, all their money put together. Huh? I say it don't get no better than that. So you see, we're in good shape, beloved. Amen, hallelujah. That's why we say we will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in our mouth. That's why we say this is a day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice. No, yea, rather, we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. Amen, because the Lord is good. Yes, he's good. Yes, he's good to us. Amen and amen. All right, beloved, amen this morning. Amen. All right, all right, all right. Our dearly beloved daughter. Amen. I call our daughter because the majority of us are old enough to be her mother. And I know most of y'all around my age, you know, give or take a little bit. give or take a little bit. Amen. Glory be to God. We're all old enough to be her mother or father. Amen. In the flesh. But now in the spirit, that's a whole other different question. That's a whole different question. I'm telling you, I've met some young people, amen, that had some revelations and insights, amen. You would think it should have come to the office of the bishop. See? Mm-hmm. So we just want to thank God, amen, for gifts and callings, amen. That are without repentance. And if gifts and callings are without repentance, imagine how much more in depth when there is repentance. Amen. All right. Amen. Our daughter in ministry. Amen. My daughter. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. My middle daughter. Talking to my youngest daughter too. Amen. She's just trying to get a little bit of more boldness, you know, and getting up early in the morning. But she coming. Amen. She come. Matter of fact, all three of them coming. All the other two coming too. They coming to bring a word. All three of them coming. I decreed and I declared. Amen. And I'm going to hear. I ain't talking about after I'm dead and going somewhere. Heck to the no. I'm talking about like while I'm alive and kicking. I'm going to be alive and kicking for a long time. Why? Because I claim the word, and if you look in the Bible, two places it says, amen, that we can have 120 years. Y'all can claim y'all 70 and by reason of strength 80 if y'all want. That's your prerogative. But as for me and my house, I claim the 120 years. Yay, Brother Moses. Hey, your Brother Moses. Yay, hallelujah. Noah and some other people too. Amen. I claim mine, so that makes me middle age. So I'm just halfway there. Amen. So I got a lot to see and a lot to do. Coming to us this morning, amen, all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, amen. She is definitely a student of the gospel. She loves the word. Amen. She studies to show herself approved unto God. A workman needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. She has her own ministry. She has her own business, her own nonprofit. She is definitely an entrepreneur. Amen. Very, very creative. Amen. Glory be to God. She's a God lover. Amen. She strives to live a life of obedience, walking a straight line. Amen. She listens. She talks to God and she listens. Amen. She allows God to speak back to her, which is rare. Because a lot of us, we talk to God, but we don't listen. Let him, we got to be like, who was it? Mary, sitting at Jesus' feet. Martha running around getting ready for the house guest. glory be to God. And Martha was, and Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet. What? She was waiting to hear a word. My God, I'm going to preach that when the Lord released me. All right, without any further ado, amen, glory be to God. I'd like to introduce to some and present to others our evangelist, Erica, that we might receive her this morning for her grace and for her abilities. God bless you, evangelist, and the floor is yours. We can't
good morning,
hear
good
you.
Morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord. Glory be to your name, Jesus. We say thank you, Father,
Erica,
for this day. Hello.
Okay, wait a minute.
Hello,
y'all.
Hello. Can you
Erica.
Hear me? Hello. Hello.
All right, yeah, wait a minute. Let me see. Give me 1 second. Y'all, let's
hello.
See what we got here. The devil is a liar.
Praise the Lord. Hello.
1 second.
Hello. Good morning.
One
good morning.
Second,
good morning.
Find out what's happening. Make sure y'all can hear me.
Good morning. Good morning.
Give me 1 second.
Good morning. Good morning.
Ba, 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 ba.
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
Give me 1 second. The devil is a liar.
Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning.
Okay. Wait a minute. Okay. 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 We can hear you. Something's wrong with my computer, but we can hear you. So let the Lord use you. Go ahead. You're on.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. Father, we say thank you for this is the day which you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, thank you for today. We thank you for yesterday, and we thank you for today. Lord's willing, we see it. We thank you for tomorrow. And we say thank you for the word of God. We say thank you for these here, your people. We say thank you for Dr. Alfreda Bradford. And we say thank you for each and every soul that is listening on today. In Jesus' name we say, amen. I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, come let us go into the house of the Lord. It was joy when they said unto me, it was let us go
praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Okay, wait a minute. Praise the Lord. Okay, wait a minute, saints. Okay. All right. We look like we back up. All right. Hold on 1 second. All right. Okay, we're trying to reconnect now. Erica, are you on?
Yes.
Okay, let's try it again. The devil's a liar, and we bind every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, come let us go into the house of the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, saints and friends. It is an honor and a privilege to be before you once again. God, we already prayed, but we say thank you right now that whatever you're doing, that you would just allow the word to come forth and to be effective. And we do cast and rebuke the devil and all plots, plans, and schemes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning, saints. In the past 12 hours, well, not all of 12 hours, but in the past 5 hours, I haven't really been feeling myself in getting the word together for this morning. Stomach was hurting, and then my stomach hurting went from me not feeling up to bringing forth the word. And for a moment there, I felt a separation. I couldn't tap into the spirit realm. Has anybody ever been there where you just can't tap into it like you normally can tap into the spirit? And I was praying and I was talking to God and I was like, you know, I might just have to text my mother and say, not today. I'm sorry. I can't get myself together. But God had me go through that experience. Because I am feeling better, thank God. I am feeling more like myself right now, so glory be to God. But I believe God had me to really go through that experience. Number one, that we can't just quit because of what we're going through in a moment. We cannot just quit when we're going through something in the moment. Now, if I really wasn't feeling well, I mean, like, really can't bring it forth the word, that would have been something different. But sometimes we have to allow things to play out long enough to see what God is trying to tell us and to show us through whatever we are going through. Sometimes we are emotional and we don't know why. And we sometimes say, God, I can't bring forth the word, or God, I can't pray today, or God, I just don't feel like it. I don't feel like myself. I need encouragement myself. And God is sometimes saying to us, what does that have to do with not bringing forth my word? Jesus could have easily given 10,000 good excuses as to why he shouldn't have died on the cross, on why today wasn't a good day to die, on why now? God, why now must I die? Why now must I die for these here your people that some of them won't even half receive you? Why now? Jesus could have easily how to encourage ourselves. Because all throughout the night, I was encouraging myself. I was praying for myself. I was pleading the blood of Jesus over myself. I didn't call my mama. I ain't called nobody. I called on Jesus and say, God, if you don't do it, it won't be done. So touch me right now from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Heal me from every infirmity that is trying to latch itself upon me, whatever is trying to take control of my emotions. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus, and I shall speak the word of God. And that leads us into today's message, which is, well, I told my mother that the topic of today was, what can separate you from God? What can separate you from the love of God? And the answer is absolutely nothing. I started to name the message, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. That's what I started to name it, because that's what I really was feeling in the midnight hour, that we must hold on to God's unchanging hand. But as I was studying and as I was reading, I believe that God would have for me to name it, what can separate you from the love of God? What can separate you from the voice of God? What can separate you from the protection of God? What can separate you from the arm of God? What can separate you from the umbrella of God? And the answer is absolutely nothing. last night as I was going through my little moment, because it was only for a moment, as I was going through my moment, I felt separated for a quick second. And as I began to encourage myself and to speak over my own life, I began to feel the connection again. And the Lord had me this morning to come to remind you that no sickness can separate you from the love of God. No emotional turmoil can separate you from the love of God. No financial situation can separate you from the love of God. No past mistakes or past failures can separate you from the love of God. It tells us in Romans chapter 8, starting at verse 35 in the NIV, it says, hallelujah, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. Glory be to God. We are considered sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more, glory to God, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced, glory, 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 I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate you. Nothing can separate me. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. The only thing that can happen is if we remove ourselves, if we separate ourselves, but the Lord would never separate himself. We can walk away, but God will never walk away, my friends, my family. We must wrestle like Jacob wrestled and say, Lord, I am not letting go till you bless me. I'm not letting go till you touch me. We have to have a tenacious spirit, because there are some moments in life, due to sin and sometimes due to no sin, we could be doing everything right, and sometimes there is just a moment that happens where we really do feel like, God, where are you? Have I done something? What happened? Where are you? Sometimes we feel a separation, and we got to be tenacious like our brother Jacob and say, God, I'm not letting go till you touch me. I'm not letting go till you bless me. We have to be tenacious. Don't give into the feeling. Don't give into the emotion. Don't give into the hardship. Don't give into the demons. Don't give into the lack. Don't give into the poverty. Don't give into what the world wants you to believe. But we got to hang on to God's unchanging hand and say, God, I'm not letting go till you bless me. I'm not letting go till you bless me. And that was me this morning coming before you. I said, God, I know that you're going to give me a word for the people, because you always give me a word for the people. But God, I know this word is not just for the people, but this is word for myself. This is a life lesson for myself, that I will not let go till you bless me. I'm going to hang on to your unchanging hand. Nothing is going to be able to separate me from this moment. I will push until I succeed. I will push forward. I will persist until I succeed. And once I started to speak over myself, once I started giving the word to myself, I didn't wait till a 6 o'clock prayer call in order to
receive my blessing. I speak over my own life. I didn't have to wait for the bishop to come in to pray over my house. I prayed over my own house. I realize that the power is already within me. I begin to activate the power in my own mouth, in my own tongue. And I say this morning in my closing that nothing, absolutely nothing. I don't care what the doctors reported. I don't care what COVID says. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. The Bible is very clear, and it says that nothing, nothing in heaven or in hell, from the east nor to the west, shall be able to bring you out, to separate you, to cut off the love of God on your life. So hang on to God's unchanging hand and wrestle with them till you feel your breaking of day. In the name of Jesus, you be encouraged this morning and go forth knowing that absolutely nothing. You are tied up and tangled up in Jesus, and you will never be the same again, because the Lord will always be in front of you. He will always be beside you, and your angels are encamped round about you, and you be blessed on today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. All right, all right, all right, all right. There it is, there it is. Amen. Give me a second. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. All right, all right. Lord, we keep it moving here. Amen. Thank you for pressing in. Minister Erica, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. With that right now word, amen. Boy, I tell you, some words, sometimes the Lord will have us to bring a word through an example. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes we got to live it while we preaching it. Glory be to God. Erica had to live this one, amen, while she was preaching it, amen. Glory be to God. She didn't give up. She could have called, amen, out. Glory be to God. And look, even after she called in, the telephone, the acting up, amen, the broadcast challenging us, didn't want this word to come forth. But as she said, nothing can ever separate us from the love of God. Hallelujah. She said, let things play out long enough, beloved, and persist until you succeed. Hallelujah. Rock steady, baby. Amen. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Thank you, Erica. Amen. I never thought about it. Even though I knew it, I never thought about it. Jesus could have said, not the why today, Lord. Can we do this thing in the summer? Can we do this thing in September? he could have did the same way we like to do, keep pushing things back to the next day, the next season, the next month. Amen. But he did it, amen, regardless of what, even in the midst of agony, even in the midst of agony in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus went forward. Glory be to God. Even Erica, not feeling well, amen, with some challenges, she went forward, and we decree you healed. We touch and we agree right now, whatever has its hands on you, to release you in Jesus' name. We decree and we declare that no weapon formed against you is going to prosper, can ever prosper. It will not take root. It will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. We decree and we declare that you will live and not die, and you will declare the works of the Lord. And we thank God for the word going forth already. He couldn't stop that one, beloved. He couldn't stop that one. Amen. Hallelujah. What can separate you from the love of God, saints? She said absolutely nothing. Amen. The word is going forth. Amen. Hallelujah. And it shall not return unto him void, but it will accomplish everything that God has sent it forth to do. Amen and amen and amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Most of you already know Erica. Amen. Erica, check her website out. Erica, that was it, www.ericadenise.com. I am correct, am I not?
Praise the Lord.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Praise the Lord. Yes, that is correct.
All right. Let me see y'all. Wait a minute. Bless the Lord. All right. Erica, check her website out. Amen. www.ericadenise.com. ericadenise.com. Find out more about her ministry and all that she's doing. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. She'll be back next week, if not before. Amen. If the Lord say so, amen. Glory be to God. And we just want to thank God for her. Amen. And you know, that's, you know why it's so encouraging as we close on this morning, saints? Because Erica's a young person. And we got old heads that don't press in. We got old heads that don't press in like that. We quit so easy. We don't even try. We just call out, not show up, don't come up with no excuse, don't even come up with an apology. We just, whatever. I ain't feeling it. But I'm telling you, glory be to God, for a young person with this type of value, but for a young person with this type of discipline, to press in, glory be to God, to press in, that's, it's commendable. And we want to thank God for her. And we want to thank God for her. I know what Erica's going through, glory be to God, because we had the same. I ain't know if it was food poisoning, COVID-19. I ain't know what it was. I'm telling you the truth. I ain't know what it was. I knew something wasn't right. But let me tell you something. I did the same thing Erica did. I didn't call the bishop. I didn't call no prayer partners. I ain't called nobody but Jesus. You hear what I'm saying? And about 1 hour later, God flushed all that out of me. If he did it for me, he's going to do it for Erica. Matter of fact, he's doing it for Erica right now. We believe I was nausea, felt like I was about to throw up. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was giving God some praise. I said, you know what? Folks don't praise God when they well, but one sickness, beloved, will put you in a position where you recognize you ought to give God some more praise when you can give him some praise. Oh, I was happy. I was happy for the experience. See, because when I came up out of that a couple hours later, see, I said, Lord, I praise you, but I got to up my praise. Because we take it for granted to be well. We take it for granted when we're in good health. We take it for granted when we can move around and go and do. But the question today is, even when you're challenged, amen, can you still keep on pressing the Lord? Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth today. We say thank you for using Minister Erica as an example. Father God, you teach in pictures, Father, because you always gave a scenario. You always drew pictures for the people, Father. This is how Jesus taught. He would draw the picture of the farmer and the picture of the sower and pictures. And Father God, because people learn when we see pictures, that's another way of learning. And that's how you used Erica this morning. That's how you used Erica. You had the word, Father God, but you used Erica, Father God, as a picture. Can we continue to move forward when we're challenged? When we're sick, when things ain't going right, when we don't feel like it, can we still bless you? Thank you. Thank you for that example, Father. We'll always remember it. And we thank you for healing Erica now. We thank you for healing her, God. When I talk to Erica, Father God, in the next few hours, God, we thank you for the testimony coming forth. And anybody else under the sound of my voice that's being challenged this morning, Father God, we release your healing spirit and your healing power, because Jesus was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. Hallelujah. And by the chest, and we are healed by his stripes. And we say thank you for sending your word. The same way you sent your word, Father God, last night, Sunday night, to heal me. Thank you for sending your word right now to heal Erica. And thank you for sending your word right now to heal anybody and standing in the need of healing, Father. From the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, spirit, soul, and body. And we say thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we bind it. Glory be to God. And we say thank you for victory. We seal this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at Jesus' feet. And Father God, we say thank you. And no matter what we go through, we might leave you. The same willpower we, Father God, elected to come to you by faith is the same willpower we can use to walk away from you. But, Father God, the story will go down in history that we left you. You never left us. And we say thank you for it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Please meet us at the altar of prayer today. Amen. Lord's willing, at 12 o'clock noon and back at 9 p.m. Amen, for our corporate altar of prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. Bring somebody with you. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Saints, there's so much to pray for. It's so much to pray for. Amen. Glory be to God. In Jesus' name. All right. Lord's willing, we'll be back here again tomorrow morning, same time, place, and station, giving God the glory, giving God the honor, and giving God the praise. Amen and amen. And amen again. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory, glory, glory. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, God. Love you. Meet you at the altar of prayer today, Lord's willing. Pastor Alfreda signing out. Thank you again, Erica, for persevering. And everybody have a most marvelous day in Jesus' name. Blessings.